This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and I recently decided to give Sterling Soap Company's Ground Breakfast Blend coffee a try. While brewing, the aroma was inviting, and the taste? Lightly sweet and delicious, as the texture of this amazing coffee was sweet and smooth, as I experienced a coffee with a velvety texture, almost creamy. Sterling's breakfast blend is light but in no way weak, with a high quality taste and smell. My wife and I are now hooked on Sterling Soap coffee, and you should be too. Check out their coffees and other products at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
At every Olympic Games, thousands of athletes march in opening ceremonies. Yet we learn little about most of them, leaving heartfelt, touching, and memorable stories untold. Well, let's do something about that. I'm Doug Levy, author of Hero Redefined, a book chronicling the unsung heroism of Olympic athletes beyond the medal stand. And now, with the help of the great folks at the Sports History Network, I welcome you to a podcast where we'll get an introduction to some amazing and elite athletes. This podcast, Under the Radar, Unsung Olympic Athletes You Gotta Meet, is dedicated to highlighting the stories of unsung Olympic athletes who are worth getting to know better. These athletes may have demonstrated heroism in past games or have a chance to shine in future ones. Every month, we'll interview one of them. So strap into a front row seat with me as we dig into storylines of competitors that network TV and the mainstream media never really discovered or have yet to uncover.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, and I am the host of the podcast When Football Was Football here on the Sports History Network. This podcast is based on stories, events, and characters from my book called When Football Was Football, The Chicago Cardinals and the Birth of the NFL, which was written shortly after the Cardinals won their last championship in 1947, or so it seems. The reason for this message is twofold. First, to share the great news that the second edition of the book has just been released by McFarland Publishers, and all Sports History Network listeners can now enter a special Sports History Network contest for the opportunity to win one of two free copies of When Football Was Football. We'll be happy to include a personal inscription in each winner's book and then send it out to you with our best wishes. The new book contains about 80 more pages than the original, almost all new archival photos, additions within all chapters based on new research, and an update on the players, coaches, and administrators mentioned in the book. It's everything you ever wanted to know about the early Cardinals, as well as the NFL itself. To enter this free giveaway, go to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you.